Time for noon market news with senior market analyst Brian Hoops from the BillionAuto.com studios.
This is Brian Hoops from Midwest Market Solutions with your Ag Network's noon market news update, Wednesday, April the 17th. We did not have any private export sale announcements this morning. Yesterday, Egypt had tendered for optional origin wheat, and they purchased 120,000 metric tons in that tender from the Ukraine. Rain has fallen across the I-29 corridor, bringing some much-needed rainfall portions of South Dakota, Minnesota, and Northwest Iowa. Weekly EIA report came out this morning. Production for ethanol plunged to 983,000 barrels per day. That's down from the previous week and much larger than expected decline, while reflecting the lowest production in the last 12 weeks. First year-over-year deficit of production in 11 weeks. It was also the first time in 11 weeks production was below the estimated weekly pace needed to reach the USDA forecast. Ethanol stocks declined only slightly to 26.08 million barrels. That's still 3% above the same year-ago week stocks of 1.062 billion gallons. Current stocks are still the second highest on record for mid-April, only behind 2020's 1.154 billion gallons. Midday box beef, 23 lower choice, select down 74 and 73 loads. Midday pork cutouts are 16 cents higher. No cash cattle trade. DTN has asking prices 184 in the Southern Plains with bids non-existent. This has been Brian Hoops. Our number, 417-501-5132.
So, I've been known to embellish stories a little, but I'm not BSing a bit about the massive inventory of quality Western wear at the Weber Ranch family-owned Young's Western Wear and DiscountWesternWear.com. This ain't no El Cheapo truck stop concrete cowboy shop. They are rancher-tested and rodeo-ready. Over 500 straw hats and 4,000 pairs of boots to boot. Can't make the trip to beautiful Valentine, Nebraska? It's all good. Hit DiscountWesternWear.com.
Free shipping on orders of over $99 at world-famous DiscountWesternWear.com.